Hello, this is Mitch in the Morning with momentous news for Midnight Oil fans. They are coming back to town for Triple M. Brisbane's Triple M bringing the oils to town at Siramay Wines, Sunday, February 28. Tickets go on sale 2 p.m. Wednesday, December 16 at frontiertouring.com. And of course, we're going to hook you up with free tickets before the gig. Midnight Oil and First Nations collaborators Makarrata Live, a unique concert featuring music from their number one mini album, The Makarrata Project, plus iconic Midnight Oil songs of reconciliation. Triple M icon of rock, Peter Garrett, is with us right now. Pete, the Oils have rocked all over Brisbane, from the River Stage to ANZ Stadium, the Callum Vale Hotel, the Arena, Beenleigh Tavern, the Alex Hills Hotel, QPAC, Metro Nightclub, the Tivoli.
Ow.
Yeah, there's more. The Roxy, the Entertainment Centre, Chandler, Festival Hall, Mansfield Tavern, the Grand Central Hotel, Cloudlands, UQ, the Homestead, and the National, but never Siramay.
Wow. My north of the border life has just flashed before me in 5 seconds hearing that.
Well, you've even been frog marched out of Queensland, but not this time.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, really looking forward to it. I mean, I think, you know, COVID's been challenging. It's a sort of slightly weak euphemism, isn't it, really, for what's happened. But the opportunity to get out and play is something which we will really grab with both hands. And to play outside, something special seems to happen. And that means that people can gather, that people can dance, people can sing, people can hang in. And it should be quite special, I think. To say that we're more than ready is the understatement of 2020.
Peter, I'd like to play you something that Brisbane's Troy Cassidaly said to us after working with you and the band on the Makarrata Project album.
Yeah, sure.
It was a fanboy moment for me. I'd loved Midnight Oil since my youth, and we used to go and watch them when I was a young fellow with a lot of my first cousins, and loved a lot of their old stuff. And then I got this phone call out of the blue saying, we'd love you to be a part of this Makarrata Project, and we think it's important to start the conversation. And I said, mate, the conversation's already been started with me a long time ago. I'd love to be a part of the new one. It'd be awesome, you know? I think their real goal is to start conversations around kitchen tables. It's a beautiful project to listen to, and it's a beautiful project to be a part of.
Fair to say he got the goal right.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that, you know, when you think about it, you know, when I grew up, there wasn't anything happening. There was nothing at school. There was nothing that really sort of let us know about sort of what Australia was like before Cook jumped ashore. And then also really didn't tell us about what happened when Cook jumped ashore.
Yeah.
You know, these people were the first Australians, and they're our brothers and sisters, but they're First Nations people in their own right, absolutely. And so to have that conversation and to realise that if we get this right, you know, if we do get a settlement or a treaty, if we do get a voice to Parliament, if we do get recognition in the Constitution, it can only make the country a better place. And we won't be carrying the sort of stains of long-standing wrongs. We have an incredible opportunity here to get it right and to bring the country together. And if that stuff gets talked about, because the Oils have got this Makarrata Project record out, you know, when people are having a barbie over Christmas, then, you know, we'll be happy.
And you must be happy, too, to get out on the road and to play these songs live.
We are. I mean, we've lost Bonesy Hillman, our dear bass player, and
yeah,
he was very crook at the end, although it happened quickly, and gave his blessing to us to go out and to keep playing. And, you know, but he was a brother and made an incredible contribution to the band, a really, really wonderful singer and a very fine musician. And so it's going to be hard for someone to fill his shoes, and we won't try and fill them with another Bones. You know,
yeah,
we'll find somebody that brings something else to the table.
Mm.
And part of going out for the Makarrata shows is actually to honour Bones as well.
Yeah.
And remember him as our dear brother.
It's a nice tribute, though it means nothing in the context of life. However, for the fans, I think it's nice for them to know that the Makarrata Project was the band's first new music number one since his very first record with the band in Blue Sky Mining.
Yeah, I mean, I think when we were FaceTiming him and telling him what a good bloke he was, and you know, sending all our love and that sort of stuff, and he was having a bit of a chuckle, you know. He was on his way out with the number one under his belt, hopefully Donald Trump leaving the White House, you know.
He's got it.
Yeah, totally.